Hospital. An inside view. Being in hospital is not much fun at the best of times, but there is palpable fear at the moment across the board, staff, patients, and visitors. And the coronavirus surge is yet to come. The health service has been starved of funding for the last 12 years. Quick fixes now are not going to solve the problem. For example, if intensive care wards generally are like Home Ayrton Hospital, East London, then they rely heavily on agency nurses. Good as they are, and they are good, the nature of agency work pressures them to continue working. At the moment they are stretched to the limit. Before the corona outbreak changed the situation, it appeared that certain people who already leech off the NHS were looking at the agency use as a prelude to further privatization. This virus has dealt these ideas a blow. Alongside this, the government's new policies on immigration post-Brexit are going to mean a drying up of the trained nurses they were sucking in from other countries. This will leave a gaping hole. There is a big lack and time lag of UK-trained nurses. This is not a good situation when dealing with a virus like this. We need to demand an end to privatization, nationalization of the pharmaceutical industry, and a health service free at the point of use for everyone. The covers of capitalism have been thrown back by the coronavirus, giving people a glimpse of the idea that the current system can't deliver. Only a mass workers' party with system change at its core can satisfy those needs. Time for such a party to come forward to end this current madness. McCotter, Hackney.